What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Boombox Guru, music commentary and music discussion for music lovers. I'm your host, LB, and we got a very good episode for you guys today. So if you don't want to miss out, tune in and keep it locked in. Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Boombox Guru. I'm your host, LB. So I hope everybody out there has had a pretty good week so far. As far as me, you know, my week's it's been cool. It's been enough. You know, there's been certain days kind of been up and down, which I don't know. I think most people deal with that. You know, it's just, you know, you start to sit back and contemplate, think about things. Think about certain decisions that you need to make and whatnot. And, you know, sometimes if you think too much into it, you know, it kind of might get you down, might put you in a certain not so good mood. That's kind of where I've been here. But, you know, today, thus far, I've had a pretty good day. I mean, had to run a few errands, you know, I had to get my car serviced and everything like that. And, you know, the sun wasn't out today, but, you know, all in all, you know, it was great to be alive. Great to be alive, great to get up and see another day. And you know what I'm saying, I'm thankful to God for that. But like I said, I hope everybody else out there is having a pretty good day and a good week thus far, man. And yeah, man, I've been on a System of a Down kick, man, for the past few days. I've been watching Rob Flynn's No Effing Regrets podcast, and I seen where he did a really good interview with Shavo Adagian from System of a Down. And you know, it was a really great interview that Rob did with him, with Shavo. I urge any of you guys to go watch that interview on No Effing Regrets. If you haven't seen that interview, go look at it on YouTube. You can also view it on Facebook, man. Me and some friends, we have a group called Headbangers Radio NC, where I actually posted that video. So you can watch it on there as well. And check out our group, Headbangers Radio NC, as well as our page, Headbangers NC. Check that out. Also, check out my Facebook page, The Boombox Guru, whenever you get a chance. Yeah, shameless plug, I know. But, yeah, been on the System of a Down kick. You know, after I watched, you know, that really good interview from Rob Flynn and Shavo. You know, Shavo did a great job at talking about, you know, the history, you know, of System. He gave a really good backstory of how the band started, and also as well as, you know, maybe some of the issues that are happening with why the band haven't, you know, been able to really come together and make a new album. They have put out new music. They have put out new music. You know, around last year, they put out two songs, Protect the Land, Genocide Humanoids, which was something to raise funds to help Armenian soldiers, because there's a war going on over there where there's people trying to take their land. So they were helping to raise funds. And, you know, of course, System is their Armenian American heavy metal band. And they've always, since the beginning of their career, they've always addressed and brought attention to the Armenian genocide. And they were doing it way before the Kardashians. Okay, let's keep that in mind. System was doing it way before the Kardashians. But anyway, I digress with that. Yeah, they're a great band. They're one of the most unique metal bands of our generation. And they were able to do something different with heavy metal. They didn't follow the rules. You know, heavy metal tends to have certain rules within it, but they were a band that went against those rules. And you know, I think it turned out pretty well for them. Well, more than pretty well for them. I mean, they ended up becoming one of the biggest bands in the world, one of the biggest metal bands in the world. And even though it's been, what, 15, 16 years since they've put out a new album, they are still one of the most respected and most regarded bands in the scene, or in rock music in general. People still enjoy System. People still want System, even if it's just to hear live music from them and the songs that we've heard all over. we've heard over and over again. We still want that. But definitely a great band. So while I was on this kick, man, you know, I decided to make me a list and rank my System of a Down albums, how I would rank them. And I'm pretty satisfied with my list. I'm pretty satisfied with how I ranked them, because, you know, it's my opinion. Everybody, to each his own. It's different for everybody. But this is how I wanted to do it. This is how I saw my ranking of the albums. And to be honest with you, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think System of a Down has any bad albums. I think every last one of their albums are really good. I think there's something to enjoy about every System of a Down album. That's just my opinion. I think there's something to enjoy about them. Even maybe the ones that are a little bit more weaker than the other ones. The more you listen to, that's the thing about System. The more you listen to them, the more you find something in each one of their records to enjoy. And not all their albums sound exactly the same. That's another unique thing about System, is that although System does have, they do have a signature sound. You always know a System song when you hear it, but there's always something different about them. There's always something different about their songs. There's always something different about their albums. And you know, they've become one of my favorite metal bands. And you know, it's a funny thing though, because when I first heard System of a Down, I didn't really like them that much. There was a guy that I was friends with in high school. He used to listen to them, and I remember we was in a computer class. Like, I think it was last period, fourth period. And we was on the computer, and he played me a couple of songs. I don't remember what the songs were. One of them probably was Chop Suey. I don't remember, but I do know that I didn't like it initially. Something about Serge's voice kind of threw me off. Yeah, I wasn't really feeling his voice. But fast forward a few years later, maybe about 10 years ago, I decided to go ahead and dig more deeper into System of a Down, because I wanted to give them another shot, because I felt like I didn't give them that much of a shot, you know, that time in high school. So I went to this record store, I bought that first album, listened to it, still wasn't really feeling it all that much, but I decided to give it another try and listen to it more and more, and then I started to really enjoy the record. So after that, I went and bought Toxicity, and I enjoyed that record even more. Then I went and bought Mesmerize, enjoyed that even more. Bought Hypnotize, and I was like, okay, this is good, but not as good as the first three, but it's still a good album. And still, this album was the last one that I bought. Yeah, that was the last one that I bought. And you know, I thought it was pretty, cool. I thought it was solid. Didn't think it was bad at all. But in any case, since then, System of a Down has been a favorite of mine. I don't know if any of you listened to my previous episode, my concert wish list episode that I did about a couple of weeks ago. But System of a Down actually made that list as one of those bands that I hope to see live one day. Hopefully when they get control of this whole pandemic thing that we're going through. I don't know when that's going to be, but yeah, System of a Down is one of those bands I would really enjoy to see live. I think that would be an awesome show. And here recently, I've been watching a lot of their live performances on YouTube and such. But yeah, definitely a great band that deserves all the accolades that they have gotten. And you know, it's a funny thing, because John DeMayan, the drummer, he actually said in an interview that they never thought that they were going to be a huge, hugely successful mainstream band. They always thought that they were going to be a very underground cult band. And lo and behold, you know, they come out with Toxicity, they drop that Chop Suey, and they blow up and they become big. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty interesting, man. Because if you do your research, and even the band members will tell you, you know, Shavo, he talks about it in plenty of interviews. You know, when System first came on the scene, you know, nobody liked him. Nobody liked him. I mean, people within the metal and rock community dug them. You know, Machine Head, Rob Flynn from Machine Head, he actually took them on their first tours outside of California. They toured with Slayer, one of their first big tours, Slayer, Sepultura, and Clutch. And, you know, the audiences really didn't like them that much. You know, Shavo talks about it in quite a few interviews, man. But they managed to turn that around, and now they're the most highly regarded bands, you know, in metal music, in rock music, period, or just music, period, man. But great individuals. Every last one of those guys in the band are great musicians, great artists, great songwriters, and so forth, man. They really, yeah. I just hope one day we can get a new album from them or something, man. But without further ado, let's get into this episode, The Boombox Guru. This is episode number 18. Yeah, episode number 18, man. System of a Down, album's ranked. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned and keep it locked in. All right, so coming in at number 5 on System of a Down's album's ranked, I'm placing Still This Album at number 5. Now, I know for a lot of System fans, this is considered their favorite album. And honestly, Still This Album, it's not a terrible record. I don't by no means think that this is a terrible album, but I have to be honest, it's probably my least favorite System of a Down album and probably my least listened to. Although I did listen to this album a lot more recently when I decided I wanted to do this particular episode. And I got to tell you, the more that I listened to the record, the more it grew on me. But essentially, Still This Album, it's really more of like a collection of B-sides and outtakes. Although the band members totally disagree with that statement, and they do consider this to be an official third album. But that's basically what Still This Album is. If you guys remember, back in early 2002, a bunch of MP3 files got leaked of System of a Down songs that were called Toxicity 2. And the band members, they were upset by that because these were songs that were unfinished and they were like alternate versions and alternate takes. And this album, Still This Album, is really the completed versions of those songs. So, you know, listening to the album, you know, it's a little bit all over the place. It's not really that consistent. And there are some moments on the album that are kind of meh, but for the most part, it's a pretty solid record. It's not terrible by any means. Now, some songs for me that I enjoy off this record is Inner Vision. I like Mr. Jack. Mr. Jack seems to be a very popular song amongst a lot of people who really like this album. IEIO, that's another one. F the System. Roulette. Roulette in particular. I really enjoy Roulette. That song is totally different compared to the other songs on here because it's really not a metal song. And it's more of an acoustic track that Darren and Serge sing, both share the vocals on. And it's really a love song. And I really dig the lyrics because the lyrics are very beautiful. And it's very realistic and it resonates with me a lot when I listen to the song. And the last song on here, Streamline, is one of my favorite System songs. I really dig the guitar solo that Darren does on Streamline. It's just awesome. I remember I was listening to System songs on my iPod. And yes, I do have an iPod. I still have an iPod. But anyway, I was listening to all the System songs on shuffle on my iPod. And when that song came on, I had to like rewind it back to that part because I was taken aback by that guitar solo. It just came out of nowhere and it was just, no, I just thought it was extraordinary. I thought it was beautiful. And you don't really get a lot of guitar solos from Darren. And he's a great guitar player. He's one of the greatest guitar players in rock music. But there's a lot of good songs on here, man. F the System is a really dope one. Like I mentioned earlier, man, I like the kind of groovy style that song displays, especially in the bass and the guitar tone. It's really cool. And Ego Brain is another standout track. Theta Waves is pretty cool. I mean, in a nutshell, you know, I by no means think that Still This Album is just horrible, but it's not as good compared to the other albums on this list. So that's why I'm placing it at number 5. So coming in at number 4 is Hypnotized, and Hypnotized is the most recent album by System of a Down. It was released in the same year within Mesmerize. You can view that Mesmerize and Hypnotize as more of like a double album. Yeah, I think it came out maybe like 3 or 4 months after Mesmerize within the same year. So you could view both of these records as sort of like double albums but released separately. But yeah, Hypnotize, this was another album that I had to listen to a few times, and it had to grow on me because I initially didn't really like it that much and didn't really listen to it very often. But went back more and more, started listening to a lot of the songs, and they just started kind of growing on me. Now, the consensus with this record for most people is that while it's a good album, it's just not as memorable as Mesmerize. And I can agree with that. There's really not a lot of songs on here that really stick out like that. But they're not bad songs. I mean, for the most part, every song on here is pretty solid, if I might say. It starts off with a great opener called Attack, which I like how that song kind of comes with sort of like a mismatch of like a punky metal vibe. I like Kill Rock and Roll. That's one of the more sillier songs on the album, Kill Rock and Roll, which is actually about Darren accidentally running over a bunny rabbit in his driveway. What else? Vicinity of Obscenity is another good song. That's probably one of my top favorites from Hypnotized, because I'm not sure what the song is about. Darren and other members of the band have said they don't know what the song really is about, because Serge wrote the lyrics, but it kind of sounds like the song's about anal sex or some type of weird sexual fetishes. But I really dig I did the chorus, the vocals, where Serge is like, I think he's saying something to the effect of banana, terracotta pie. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. I can't really do it the way Serge done it. The way he did it at such a kind of rapid pace. But I just like that whole terracotta pie thing he keeps repeating over and over in the chorus. It's really cool song. And then not only that, there's like this kind of second chorus where the band changed their sound to like a jazz band or something, like a avant-garde jazz fusion type band, which is kind of funky at the same time. But I just really dig that part, that pre-chorus, man, or that second chorus in that song. But yeah, it doesn't have a lot of memorable songs on here. Oh, before I forget, I think the best song on this album, though, is Holy Mountains. Holy Mountains, that's one of System of a Down's greatest songs, in my opinion. And I don't hear a lot of people talking about it too much. But, man, it's just you got to go listen to that song. If you never listened to Holy Mountains, go on YouTube right now and go listen to that song. It's a very haunting song, because it's pertaining to the Armenian genocide. I think it's about these mountains within Armenian culture, where it's believed that the lost souls of, that Armenian genocide reside as something to that effect. It has a really deep meaning behind it. And like I said, it pertains to the Armenian genocide, which is something that System of a Down as a band, they have always managed to, that's a message that they've always shed light on in every of their albums. But yeah, it's like I said, it's a decent album. It's a solid, well, not a decent album. It's a solid album. But yeah, I don't think it's as memorable as a lot of the songs on Mesmerize, man. All right, so let's go to the next one, number three. Yeah, number three, I picked the self-titled debut album, which is called System of a Down. The one with the hand on the cover. Yeah, I put this one at number three. And this is actually one of my favorite System of a Down albums. So I was actually conflicted at where I was wanting to put this album. But in the end, I decided to make it number three. Because while I do think it's a great album, and I think it's one of their best albums, there's still two other albums that I just don't think that this particular one is better than. Yeah, but the debut album from System, this has got this has arguably got to be their heaviest and most aggressive album. I don't think any of their records have been this raw. Yeah, because I think one of the main things that I like about the debut album is that it has this raw energy about it. And it feels very underground to an extent when I listen to it. Like the production, and I'm not trying to bash the production because I actually like the way this album came out. It just has a gritty, dirty feel to it. It's just very underground in a lot of ways. And of course, this album is best known for the single Sugar and Spiders. Sugar is one of my favorite System of a Down songs. I just really like that song. Nobody really knows what that song is about either, which is a recurring theme among System of a Down songs. They really don't like to tell you the meanings of a lot of the songs. They like to leave it to the interpretation of the listener. But I just like how they switch back and forth from that kind of heavy groove type style, and then they switch to the kind of Middle Eastern folk vibe. It's just amazing. It's a really cool song. And I like Virgil's vocal approach because he's not really singing on the song in some aspects. A lot of it sounds just like a bunch of insane ranting, which is pretty cool, man. But yeah, there's a lot of great songs on the debut album. Let's see here. I like Darts, Pluck, which is an acronym for Politically Lying, Unholy, Cowardly Killers. And this is another song that addresses the Armenian genocide. It's got a really cool, like, thrashy vibe to it. Most of the songs on here have a really thrash metal influence on them. You can definitely tell that these guys were influenced by Slayer. Let's see, what's another song? Oh, The Devil is another favorite of mine. Soil is cool. That I think that song is about a friend of the band that committed suicide. And fun fact, Soil was actually the previous name of the band. They went by Soil. That was one of their names they went by before they changed it to System of a Down. War is another good one. Mind is really cool. Mind is the slowest song on the album. It's kind of got this slow, like, funky vibe to it, but it gets heavy. The song's about brainwashing, like, pertaining to, like, the government brainwashing you. And they really do a great job, like, musically and lyrically and vocally. They do a great job in invoking how you're being brainwashed. And then there's these moments in the song where you're waking up and you're realizing what's happening. You're trying to fight back, but eventually you kind of succumb to it. Really, really cool, man. But yeah, actually, I think this whole album is great. There's not really any songs on here that I don't like. You know, anytime I listen to the debut album, I always manage to find something that I really enjoy about every song on here, man. But yeah, just a great album, man. I think it's awesome. Yeah, I don't think it was a huge hit when it initially came out. I don't think it really blew up until after Toxicity was released. But yeah, it's a really great album. But yeah, like I said, man, I wasn't sure if I was going to put it like at number one or somewhere, but I just didn't think, as I kept going back and listening to the albums over and over again, even though I thought this one was great, I just didn't think it was better than the next two that I wanted to talk about. All right, so coming at number two is Toxicity, man. Yeah, Toxicity. Now, everybody knows about this album. This is System of a Down's best-selling album. It's their most well-known album. It has their biggest hit, Chop Suey, which everybody knows that song. You don't even have to be a metalhead to know that record. Or excuse me, to know that song. Yeah, it has Chop Suey on here, as well as the title song, which was released as a single, and Aerials, another big one for the band. But yeah, Toxicity, this is the album that took the band to the next level. This is where they became superstars. This is when they became rock stars with this record. It just took on a life of its own. It thrusted them into the mainstream. And the interesting thing about this album, you know, it was one of the albums that I think it came out a week before 9/11 happened, Or, yeah, I think, yeah, it came out a week before 9/11 happened. And Chop Suey, I believe, was actually put on that, you know, that was like this list that got put out for radio stations about songs that couldn't be played on the radio because they, even though they weren't necessarily about 9/11 or they were considered to be somewhat insensitive due to the climate of what was happening in America at that time. Yeah, so Chop Suey got put on there. And, yeah, man, Toxicity, the title song, that's one of my favorite System of a Down songs as well. I like the kind of bouncy kind of groove that record displays, man. And, you know, I like the subtleness of the verses, and then it gets heavy when during the chorus parts, man. Let's see, what's some other songs on here? Prison Song is on here. Prison Song is a fan favorite, which is about, they're talking about mass incarceration. Very heavy, very thrashy. I really did Surge's, his gutturals, which is something, I mean, I wish Surge did that so much more. His gutturals, he has awesome gutturals. What's another song? Oh, yeah, the second track, Needles. The second track, Needles, is another favorite. What I like about Needles is, like, during the verses, I like that riff. I like the way the riff sounds during the verses when Surge is singing. It's something about that riff, when that riff comes in during the verses, that just gets me, man. I just really enjoy that part. Let's see, what else? Bounce, track number seven, Bounce is pretty cool. That song is about... song's about group sex, I believe, or it could just be about groupies, but I think it's mainly about group sex. Very heavy, very thrashy, some heavy riffs. I really like the chorus where it's like, jump, bounce, up, down, jump, bounce. I really like that song. Let's see here. Science is a really good song too, man. I really like that one. Science, it has a really cool message behind it too, because that song is about how, it's about how people are trying to like replace science with faith, and it's really being critical of it. It's not necessarily like an anti-science song, but it's about how people are always looking for answers through scientific facts or whatever like that, and it kind of, how people are trying to push like faith, and I think what the song is trying to say, that the it's just as important to just have to believe, more so than just having scientific facts all the time. It's also more important to just to have belief and to believe in something. That's what it's about. It's about how science is trying to kind of like downgrade having a belief system, so to speak. Shimmy's a really cool song. I really like the chorus of that. Honestly, I like every song on this album too. I think it's one of the more consistent albums. Let's see here. X is a really cool song too. I watched a live show that the band did in 98 in Seattle on YouTube recently, and they performed that song, X. So that song was actually written a while ago. But yeah, a lot of great songs on this album. In a nutshell, I know that System of a Down gets placed in like new metal, alternative metal. Honestly, I don't really think System of a Down is new metal. I don't really believe they fit that mold particularly, although they do kind of have like a sort of a groovy, at times funky vibe, but I just don't really think they fit that mold of what most people view new metal as, you know, like the kind of hip-hop guys playing metal or whatever. I don't think they really fit that mold. Toxicity is a thrash metal album, honestly. I've heard people even call it, refer to it as a thrash metal album. I know Scott Ian from Anthrax, I think it was in the Get Thrash documentary, he called Toxicity a thrash metal album. A good friend of mine's, not too long ago, me and a couple of other friends were hanging out, we briefly talked about Toxicity and System of a Down, and he called it a thrash metal album. Himself, he called it a thrash metal album. But yeah, this is to me, Toxicity, it picks up where the first album left off. Although I will say that this Toxicity is more melodic compared to the first record, And you could, I guess you could say the production is a bit better as well. Although the production on the first album isn't anything that I really mind. But yeah, it's more melodic, but it still attains that aggression and that that heaviness that the first album had. All right, so let's see, let's get to number one. So this is no surprise when the number one album is. I chose Mesmerize. Yeah, I chose Mesmerize. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I think this is System of a Down's best album, Mesmerize. I think that this is their most complete work thus far. If they ever come out with another album, which I don't know if they will. Yeah, I think Mesmerize. I put Mesmerize in number one. I just really dig this record, man. Like BYOB, man, my number one favorite System of a Down song, BYOB. This right here is essentially it's a thrash metal song. It's a thrash metal song, man. Like, and they went, oh man, there's so much I could say about BYOB. Bring Your Own Bombs, man. One of their biggest hits. And it's a political song. I think it's pertaining to the Iraq War and everything like that. But everybody knows that chorus. Everybody knows the chorus, you know. You know, everybody's going to the party to have a real good time. You know, dancing in the desert, blowing up the sunshine. Everybody knows that chorus, man. It's just an awesome track, man. The way that they, so much going on in that track. How the thrashy opener and then the more speed metal sort of like verses. And then they kind of slow things down a bit and get a little groovy during certain parts, and then they pick it back up and just go full out thrash metal and speed metal. Definitely one of their greatest songs. I could talk, man, if I wanted to, I could talk about every song on this album. That's just how good this record is. And it's not a very long album either. I think it clocks in just over 36 minutes. And it's Mesmerize is the band's shortest studio album. But the thing about it is, it doesn't really leave you wanting for more necessarily. It doesn't leave you unsatisfied. I think every song on here is at the right length, and the album ends at the right length. But just a lot of great songs on this album. I don't know. Cigarro is a great one. That's another heavy, very thrash metal song as well. I really dig that one. Lost in Hollywood. That was a great song to end the album. Lost in Hollywood, great way to end the album. That's one of the slower songs on this record. Old School Hollywood is a really good one too. That song is about, I believe, Darren. He participated in some type of celebrity softball game, and he was there with a bunch of like has been Hollywood people, you know, Hollywood stars that were pretty much past their prime, that nobody really was peeping anymore. He talks about Tony Danza, Frankie Avalon. Yeah, he talks about how Tony Danza cuts in line and stuff like that. He said in an interview that he just felt totally out of his element at that, you know, participating in that celebrity softball thing. But I think the whole thing was being done for charity. That's why he did it. Let's see, Revenger. Is another good one. Radio Video, that's a tight song. Oh, Violent Pornography, man, I dig that one too, man. Darren wrote the lyrics to that song. Let's see here, This Cocaine Makes Me Feel Like I'm On This Song, that's cool. That's a good song. I like the ending part where Serge is like, there's nothing wrong with me, there's something wrong with you. I don't know, I just like the way he says that, man, and them heavy riffs. See, your Sad Statue was a great one. Question was one of the singles, I believe. Yeah, Question was the second single on this album. That's a really good one. Honestly, every song on this album is good. Every song on this album. They knocked it out the park with this one. Hands down, I think Mesmerize is System of a Down's most complete album. I feel that it was a great blend of everything that they had done up until that point. You know, the heaviness and aggression from the first album the melodic, the more melodic songs, which they started to implement on Toxicity. It's all on there, man. This is just their most complete work. And if you ask me between the two albums, Mesmerize and Hypnotize, which one I think is better, obviously I think Mesmerize is better. Obviously, because I put it at number one on this album's ranked video. Yeah, I just think that Mesmerize is the more consistent album. Hypnotize is good as well, but I don't know. To me, I don't know. The songs on Hypnotize are a bit more serious. They're a bit more serious. That I will say, the Hypnotize, if I didn't mention it when I was talking about it, that's probably their most serious album. But I think Mesmerize is their most complete one, man. There's not a song on here that I don't like. Like, I can put this album on and listen to it all the way through. Like, if I'm, let's say I'm going on a long road trip or something like that, I could put this album on, listen to it all the way through several times and really not get bored. So they really did a great job on putting this record together. But yeah, that's my albums ranked video for System of a Down. That's my list. And hope you guys enjoy this particular episode. And I don't know, let me I'm gonna try to, yeah, I'm gonna put this up on YouTube. I'm gonna put it together and put it up on YouTube. So if you watch this on YouTube, definitely comment whether you agree or disagree. Let me know how you would rank System of a Down's albums. And honestly, man, I hope that the band can iron out their differences and get back together, even if they just put out just one more album and they call it quits. That's cool, but man, it would be nice to hear another record from them. I mean, we got two new songs from them last year, towards the end of last year, with Protect the Land and what's that, Genocide Humanoids? Yeah, which I talked about those songs in my I had an episode where I talked about those songs, as well as when Rob Zombie had dropped his first single from his new album. Yeah. And like I said in that episode, I thought Protect the Land was the best song. That was the better song. Definitely. But yeah, man, I hope the band, yeah, I hope they can just get it together, man, and work something out to where they can all just come back together and make some more music. I hope they do this. I hope they do it before something tragic happens to one of the members, man. 'Cause that would suck if something was to happen to one of the members. And I hope that doesn't happen. And I'm not trying to put any bad juju out there or anything, but I'm just saying, there's been cases where band members have been kind of conflicted with whether they should get back together or not, and then one of the main members ends up passing away suddenly, and then it never comes to fruition. What could have been never happened. So I just hope that those guys can really get it back together and continue to put out some more dope music. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode of my System of a Down albums ranked. And yeah, man, if you're somebody that's not that familiar with System of a Down, you can definitely use this episode as a gateway to go check out their albums. Or if you're somebody that maybe wants to get in the System of a Down, but maybe you're not so sure, yeah, definitely use this video or this episode, matter of fact, to check them out. Definitely go check out some of these highlighted songs that I pointed out, because they're great, great songs, great songs. But, not trying to keep this episode going on too much longer. Hope everybody out there is having a good day, a good week, and I wish everyone the best. Hope everybody stays blessed. Peace out. What's good, everybody? Hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Boombox Guru. And if you did enjoy this episode, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you to follow me on Spotify at the Boombox Guru. Check it out on Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public. You can also follow my Instagram page at the Boombox Guru. You could also like my page on Facebook, known as the Boombox Guru. Just go ahead and check me out. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody that you know that might be interested in this type of content about the Boombox Guru. And as always, hope everyone has a lovely day and be blessed.